you're a survivor? What? Bro, are you listening to Survivor? Guys, I think this is Survivor. Dude, you must really like Survivor.
Hello, everybody! Welcome to Survivor, Buffs, Blindsides and Banter Podcast. This is the podcast made by superfans, with superfans, for superfans. I'm your host, Buckles, and with me I've got my mate, Mac. Mac, how you doing?
Buckles, my man. I'm not doing so great. Technology is not going so great for us. It's not our friend. We hate technology. Technology is ruining the world, I'd say. Bit of a shit show on the 3BS, on the 3BS side of things. Things are not well in the world.
Dude, it has been a pain in the ass. So what I was supposed to do, so this was going to be my introduction for the original Orca, James Wolfe. I was going to say, welcome the man that is reliable, trustworthy, honest, disciplined, hardworking, five things that are indestructible. It's a strength and a power. It's the original Orca, James Wolfe. But unfortunately, James Wolfe can't be with us. Technology did not work in our favor this week. So instead of getting a normal podcast out, me and Mac are just going to quickly smash out 10, 15 minutes. We'll just get through everything that we need to get through and we'll get this over and done with. And this will probably be all we need to talk about this episode, because this 2-hour episode went for a very long time. So let's shorten your lives a little bit and give you a 10, 15-minute podcast.
Wasn't it long? I feel like it just dragged on. And I'm a Survivor fan, obviously. We have a podcast about it. Love talking about it. But wow, that was a long episode. And I thought it was a perfect one to have a week off, because I took no notes. I was sitting there relaxing. I actually watched it in like three parts, which is I don't usually do. So I'm like, oh, sweet, week off. I don't have to remember any of this stuff. And no, the big orc has let me down, and I'm here on my day off. But that's fine. That's fine. I'll put in the work, and this will be a real quick snippet of the week that was in Survivor 46.
Yeah, look, the Orca didn't let us down. I think a whole lot of stuff happened that let us down, but let's quickly get into it. 2 hours, second episode. Look, Survivor, you've made it perfect. You've done the 90 minutes. You've kept it to 90 minutes. Every episode last season was amazing. The first episode, I can understand why you do 2 hours. This second episode, we really didn't need it. I think you pushed it this little bit too far, but I still enjoyed it. I'm back on the I Like US Survivor train. It's going to be a great season. There are some really, really good characters here. And of course, we got Yanu, the failure. Some could say the Tiki.
The Tika three.
Sorry, they're all fucking four names, four lettered words.
Can I give you someone they're like? Are they the 3BS tribe? Are they? Are they similar to the Bus Blind Sides of Manor Technology Wing?
They're very similar this week. So I'm just going to quickly run this through. Like, I think we can both agree Q pretty much has the power, but Tiffany is sort of the hand wielding the power. Tiffany's definitely got Q in her back pocket. Q seems to be the one making the decisions, but I feel like unless Tiffany gives her say-so, Q has to do what she says. He can't do anything without Tiffany's say-so. And Q genuinely looked like he wanted to get a Kenzie out this week, but it did not work. And
yeah, I'm going to push back on that. I don't think so. Yeah, I think he got to tribal. He's seen what Banu is doing. He's seen Jess. Like, there's no way you can work going forward with those two. They're just so erratic. And I think what he did was the right call, siding with Kenzie and Tiffany. And yeah, at least they're like three players who are somewhat level-headed. Jess and Banu are just on a whole other planet, really.
They completely were. I'm going to agree with you there completely. However, I do think if Q wanted to get a Kenzie out, he needed to do it this week. He's not going to be able to get that out in the future. But in this circumstance, he made the right call. Jess needed to go. I think Jess was not long for the game anyway. She seemed to be stressed. She was struggling quite a bit. And Banu, whoa, this is a character that came from nowhere. Is this a completely new archetype?
Unique fella, very passionate, which I love to see. He really wants to be there. He's got that fire in his belly. Everything he says, he's got a feeling of like it's so important because, you know, I want to put every ounce of blood, sweat, and tears into the experience. And he's doing that really well. But I would say he's overplaying, especially at Tribal Council. Getting out of your chair and asking everyone, are you going to be okay, is not a good strategy, especially when, you know, Jess seemingly was the one on the bottom rather than Barnu. So, yes, he's trying to look after himself, but, wow, he's sort of really dug himself a hole here, and I'm not sure if he can get out of it.
Yeah, I don't know if you can trust someone like this. And he says, like, he's learning and he's getting better. Dude, it's like the second Tribal Council. You go into a swap, Barnu's going to tell everyone all the secrets. He's just too truthful. He's too honest. And his feelings come out of him too much. And I do agree, like, good on him. Like, feelings in this day and age, especially as a male, we find it hard to deal with our emotions. So, congratulations. He's doing really well. He's probably doing very, very well in his personal life, being able to deal with his emotions and see them in front of him and let them out to a certain extent. But in the game of Survivor, this is not an ally that you want. Talking about maybe not an ally that you want, Kenzie. Holy fuck, she's playing pretty hard this week.
Yeah, yeah. She's, well, at the start of the episode, she's sort of the middleman, and she's sort of in between the two pairs, and, you know, pitches the idea to Barnu and Jess about making a threesome. And it surprises me that they weren't keen for it. So maybe she's not as liked as she thinks she is, but I think she's playing a decent-ish game, but found herself a little bit of trouble this episode.
I think she has fallen into archetype really, really well, and then maybe just sort of overplayed it. Because I feel like when she brought it up with Jess and Barnu, she was the one that had to say the name. She was the one that sort of said, we're only sort of keeping Q in for strength. Do we want to do that? Why didn't she use her social magic, which she definitely has, to maybe get it out of Jess and Barnu? So there's that plausible deniability sort of thing. If it did come to light, she could be like, no, Jess fucking brought up your name. No, Barnu brought up your name. So that was one sort of small thing that I saw in Kenzie that I didn't like. But I think she's playing very, very strong. But Tiffany has killing it. She has got this tribe under her finger. And Q is the perfect right-hand man for this, because he loves this game. He pushes for what he wants. And he's always going to be the shield for Tiffany.
Yeah, I think out of everyone there, they seem to be the two that's going to be longest in the game. They're the most level-headed, I would say, and they're playing well so far. So good little duo come out of that tribe.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. We're not going to get too much into the Seager, but pretty much we can safely say we got three pairs, Charlie and Maria in the middle. This is going to be good. Like, seeing the Dennis and the Denise and Malcolm reflection and quote, that's pretty good. Like, that pretty much tells me they're long for this game. They are definitely the heart and soul of Seager at the moment, and they pretty much get to choose what happens if they ever do go to Tribal Council.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think so. After seeing the flashback to Malcolm and Denise, you would assume that they're going to go far together. But, I mean, to say Malcolm and Denise, that's some pretty high hopes there. If you can match anything near what they did, good on ya. I love how we're Malcolm and Denise. I'm Denise. I'm like, yeah, you would be, because she won the game. You'd rather be the Denise. Maria in a good spot, really.
Yeah, look, Maria coming out of week one was probably, I'd say, one of my favourites to win. Yeah, this is just another sort of notch in her belt. Like, if they're calling her Malcolm and Denise, there's a winner. Who knows? Maybe we're being told episode two.
Perhaps.
Yeah, it's the US edit. They couldn't have done that. They're not that nice to us anymore.
No.
And then let's smash out Nami. Venus. Bit of a hot mess here.
I'm loving Venus. I think she's great.
She's great TV, but a bit of a mess.
Yeah, it's funny because, yeah, in the first episode, Tevin was like my favorite character. How good is this? But almost I want to see Venus and Randon sort of team up and almost take him down. It's become, I don't know why, I just feel for these two people. So I love this little, I guess, you know, there's two sides at war. Soda becoming a bit of a villain as well, taking the idol off Venus twice. So There's more here. It's brewing under the surface, and I can't wait till they lose the challenge.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting, and I feel like they're going to go down in a ball of smoke, even if they don't lose a challenge. As soon as they get to a swap, they're just going to just die in the ass and turn on each other. I feel like all the other tribes will have each other's back a bit more, even though they've got their own sort of shit going on. And like, we're Aussies, we love a good underdog. Venus is the underdog in this tribe. We've been told this for 4 hours now.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably why... Yeah, you sort of resonate with it because, yeah, everyone in their life has been an underdog at some stage. So just to see it on TV, you sort of feel for them and then you want them to do well. So I do hope that, you know, maybe not takes down Tevin because I love Tevin, but maybe she takes down Soda. That could be a bit of fun.
Yeah, that could be a bit of fun. And Randon, good on him. I think he's probably actually done quite a good move here going with Venus just because she's on the outs. And if she gets voted out, it sort of doesn't really matter to him. He can always just go with someone else. Like, this is almost an escape goat for him. But I don't see him being overly long for this game either. I feel like he's maybe playing a bit hard and not on the in the tribe. He's definitely got some sort of relationship with Tevin. Dude. Thank you so much for jumping on this podcast with me. Let's go on Previously on Survivor.
Previously on Survivor.
I see Yanu definitely losing again. So we say goodbye to Jess. And I'm going to go Tim. Let's go Tim. Let's go Tim and Jess.
Ding, 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 winner.
Well, it wasn't a double boot. Survivor sort of pulled the wool over my eyes a little bit. But I got 1 out of 2. 1 out of 2. So, ding, 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 Jess goes home. Yee-haw.
Right, well done. All right. Let's see what I have to say.
Let's get into what you said.
Yep. I definitely had Tim penciled in as he's definitely going next week. It just does not seem long for the game. Yeah, look, just to be different, I'll go with the Nami tribe and we'll go for Liz. So Liz and Tim for me. Yeah, so I was originally going Tim and Jess, but I didn't want to be the same as you, so I went Liz. Obviously, I was wrong, but, you know, I stand by that Tim and Liz will be the next two to go from their tribes. Maybe not really from Nami, but anyway. I didn't get it.
Maybe
right?
Not Tim anymore. Maybe not Tim anymore. Like, I'm starting to think maybe, like, we see Charlie saying this episode, like, it's probably not smart because if he goes with the Charlie's Angels, he's the fourth. Whereas if he goes with the men, he sort of has a bit more power. But then he's still going to get Maria to come along with that as well. And Maria's the one with the extra vote, so she doesn't really need him. there's always that. Yeah. So. Anyway, what do we think will come up next week?
Next time on Survivor.
Okay, next week on Survivor, can this Yanu tribe win a challenge? I do think with Jess gone, they're probably more likely. Banu and Q are quite strong, as is Tiffany, really. So it's quite a strong tribe in a four-man challenge. So I would back them to get up. I'm thinking the Nami tribe goes to Tribal Council because we've seen a fair bit more from them than the Seega tribe. So I'm going to go Nami tribe to tribe council and, the Venus versus Tevin sort of war. Who wins the war? They might have an idol. I'm going to go with the underdogs and they get out Soda. Soda will be gone next week.
I actually really don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. That sounds like a fucking great episode. Who am I going to go with? I'm going to... Fuck. Okay.
Top that.
Oh, I don't know if I can top that. Let's, I'm going to go, I'm going to stick with Liz. Liz goes home. This telling everyone that she's the best does not work for her. We got all the content we could out of her. Congratulations, Liz. Good luck with everything. You are absolutely killing it at life. Maybe not in the game of Survivor. okay. Do we want to eulogize Jess?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about Jess. Look, really from day one, she was struggling out there from what we saw. Malnutrition, her head was sort of losing the plot. She couldn't form sentences. She was just not all there. when they said go find an idol, like, she had to get pushed to do it. So maybe, you know, as a player, not the greatest. As a character, very similar, because we didn't get a whole lot of her, and you know, I feel bad her experience was so bad. So I don't think she'll return. And the memorable moment, I don't know. I think it's just like not being able to talk
to
club council. Eating ants, yeah, that's something.
Eating ants. So then she didn't have to talk. That was an interesting moment.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think you've said everything you need to say there. As a character, look, as a character, there were little bits of fun. there was enjoyable TV. As a player, I don't know. I think maybe she had chops for the game. She just couldn't get it together. I think if she had got sleep and had some nutrition in her, she seemed to think a little bit strategically. We just didn't see enough of it for me to like it. And I don't see her returning at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's Survivor. It's supposed to be hard. So when you see some people struggle, like, it's valid. Like, not everyone does, but it is good to see some people can't hack it because it's not easy. It's not easy, you know? So, yeah, she gave it a go and, you know, it wasn't to be.
Wasn't to be. Okay, now for my favorite part of this very, very short episode, Buckle's buff of the episode. Now, you don't even have a buff lined up, do you?
I've got, I can think about it on the spot, don't worry.
Yeah. I'm going to start, I got Tiffany. Look, yes, Q seems to be the one wielding the sword, but Tiffany seems to be the one wielding Q. So I think Tiffany gets my buff for this episode quite comfortably. And definitely Kenzie being in the game is good for her. Jess being out of the game is good for her. And she didn't cop the heat that Q copped. She didn't cop anything. And she is both Q and Kenzie's number one.
Yeah, I've gone with Q. Q's my buff of the week. I thought he just played it really well. He found himself as the middleman. It seemed like Jess was his number one. Oh, sorry, he was Jess's number one. He's Barnu's number one. And he's got Tiffany as well. So now that Jess was out and Barnu now would trust him even further when Q said, hey, it's fine, I've got you. He's got Barnu, he's got Tiffany, and he's somewhat got Kenzie. He's in a great spot. He's the strength of the tribe. He's not going home anytime soon. I thought he was just really calm and composed this episode. And Q gets the buff.
Good on Q. So that brings us to our leaderboard. Tiffany won, Q won, Kenzie won. That's like the three dominant people in the, in the Yana tribe. And then we've got, obviously, Maria got one last week as well, which is awesome. Good on Maria. I feel like I'm just getting that in because she is going to win the season, even though she's not my winner's pick. Hunter, come on, you got this. Okay, mate, this has been short, sweet. I hope the viewers have enjoyed the little bit that we've thrown at them. And we again apologize to everyone about the short episode. Mate, what do you got going on? Tell us about who's your guest next week.
Sorry, huge week coming up really for both Australian podcasting and US podcast. So stick with the US while we're here. Next weekend, you have the week off, so I don't know why. You haven't worked very hard this week.
I don't know why. I'm not at all.
So I'm going to get you to come in on your week off because that's what we do at 3BS.
we do.
But in your place, I have the robbed god of Canberra Survivor Season 2. It is Michael Prionis. I think that's how you pronounce the last name. He's an absolute mastermind. I played an online game with him, which he won as well. Really good strategist, so be really good to get his thoughts on things. Excited for that. And then on the Australian scene, we're down to the second last week, and huge get another one. City Survivor's own Leah Jacobson, friend of the podcast, is coming on. So that'll be great. We're going to chat with her, and that should be out maybe Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, that is going to be awesome. The banter's going to be flung. She's great strategically. It's perfect for this finale, for the second. What is it, the week before the
penultimate, finale. They call it,
The penultimate week. She is the penultimate person. And the week after that, I know I'm fucking getting ahead of ourselves, but we got to start hyping this up.
Hype it.
We got Michelle Pierce Denovan, the ultimate finale week guest. We are so excited. These two strong, independent juggernauts of the Survivor fans arena with Leah Jacobson, Michelle. She runs the Australian Survivor fans page. She has over, it's like 30,000 followers at the moment. Wow. It is just, it's so cool. It's so good. Thank you so much for joining us. Guys, get us on Facebook at Survivor Buffs, Blindsides and Banner. Get us on Instagram, Survivor_3BS. Get us on Twitter or X, Survivor3BS. And of course, TikTok, Buffs, Blindsides and Banter. I've been Buckles. He's been Mac. Your week is now shortened. Good one. See you guys.
See you guys. Thanks, Buckles. Thanks, James Wolfe. You're never coming back on.
No, no, he's definitely coming back on. Nah. This
we'll sort out and you can get on next time. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Bye.
Is this Survivor? What? Are you listening to Survivor? Guys, I think this is Survivor. Dude, you must really like Survivor.